For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's head out to the fan hotline, where we find the one and only John Parado from Pittsburgh Baseball Now to talk a little Buccos. John, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Easter. Belated. Were you at the park yesterday? Another Easter at the ballpark?
No,
for you?
Actually, I decided to take a day off from the Buccos.
You're not allowed to do that. Come on, John.
From watching that many, that much bad baseball in 1 week.
So, yeah. You said something about being Buccoed out, and that, you know, kind of fits into something I was talking about earlier in the show, where we're not talking about, you know, the nuts and bolts of a pitching matchup or how this game went down or how that one went down. It seems like 23 games into the season, there's just so many bigger storylines with this team or bigger picture questions. Not that we have any answers to them, but I wanted to ask it this way, John. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most serious, where do you feel like we're at in terms of, like, severity, things not going well, you know, things being kind of dire in Bucco land?
I'd say an 8 or a 9.
Okay.
It's been, you know, quite a – obviously an awful start, 8 and 15 and not able to score runs. And, you know, not only on-the-field product not being very good, and then all the off-the-field public relation gaffes that the Pirates have had here in the first month of the season, it's you couldn't really drop much of a worse start than what they've had.
Yeah. So how do they climb out of this? Can they climb out of it? And I guess how much of that is tied to the offense maybe? Like if they'd score some more runs, you think that would help this thing out?
Well, I think definitely. Yeah, I mean, they definitely, you know, the offense, the pitching's been good. I mean, it's, you know, not great, but good. The starting pitchers have given them a lot of innings. I think the bullpen has been better than people thought, especially with the fact that Colin Holderman has been hurt, and when he did pitch, he's not been very effective, and David Bednar got off to such a rough start that he had to get out of the minors for a few weeks to get, you know, to get himself back on track. So, you know, the lack of offense and the defensive mistakes, too, have kind of hurt this pitching staff. I think, you know, like they say, pitching wins championships, and I think they have the type of pitching could certainly make them competitive, but the pitching staff is getting no support from the offense and limited support from defense so far.
Yeah, and one of the things that concerns me, John, at least offensively, like what else can they do? They can kind of bring, you know, go to the minors, bring up Matt Gorski or Leover Peguero or something like that. I just, you know, do you have any thoughts, solutions, suggestions on what they can do to juice out a few more runs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at this point in the season, very rarely do you see a trade in April. Most teams are still trying to figure out, you know, who they have on their roster, and there are really no teams that want to give up on the season at this point. So you just, I think it'd be very hard to find anything external. So like you said, Jason, I think if anything, maybe you just try to shuffle the deck a little. Maybe you bring up a Peguero or a Gorski or a, you know, Billy Cook or Nick York or someone like that when healthy. And but really, they need the players they have to be better, and that's the only way they're really going to pull out of this is they need up and down the lineup. They just need players to be healthier and or not healthier, I should say, more productive. And, you know, health would help. I think, you know, if they get Nick Gonzalez back, the second baseman who's out with the hairline fracture of his ankle, that would help. Spencer Horwitz, they traded for in the offseason, got him from Toronto to play first base. He headed to Braden to start, you know, getting closer to a rehab assignment. Maybe you get him back in the lineup. Maybe that'll make a bit of a difference. But, to make a long answer short, they don't have a lot of options other than just hope that the people they have internally play better.
Fan Morning Show, chatting Buccos baseball with the one and only John Parrotto. You can read John at PittsburghBaseballNow.com, and you can follow him on Twitter or X at JParrotto. So, John, yesterday Kutch talked about this, about the lineup shuffling, his own part in it. Obviously, this is something we've asked Derek Shelton about a lot. There's a constant back and forth about how much his lineup changes. You've seen a lot of baseball. You've seen a lot of teams. You've seen a lot of managers operate. Do you think that's something that is real? You know, the amount of shuffling that happens here, do you think that contributes to some of the offensive struggles that we've seen from the Pirates?
I don't think it helps, but really when you look at it, Jason, pretty much all teams are like that now. They really use analytics quite a bit on a day-to-day basis to determine a lineup based on the pitching matchup, who's hot, who's cold, what type of pitchers on the mound, the hitters hit this type of pitcher better than others. So, you know, it's not contained just to the Pirates. It's kind of the modern way of baseball management now to really not run the same lineup out there 2 days, 3 days in a row. And I think older players like McCutchen, it probably bothers more. I think a lot of the younger players have just come up through the ranks, especially in the minor leagues in the earlier part of their big league careers, where it's just a matter of course, and they're used to it. I don't think it bothers them much that maybe they're hitting first one day and hitting seventh the next. But I do think a veteran like Andrew McCutchen has a point, because when he came to the big leagues, pretty much you knew where you were going to hit in the order every day. So, yeah, I see his point, and sometimes I wonder if, you know, the Pirates among them get a little too analytical making the lineup and just find a combination that works and stick with it for a little bit.
I'm right with you there, John. I'm right with you there. I'm going to probably talk about that later this hour. I just hate how much things change. Modern baseball, it's not always for the best. Sometimes you're in the lineup every day because you produce. Don't screw with it. But, yeah, we can be old together and yell at things, but I just don't like it. All right, yeah. So wanted to ask you this too, because it's a good perspective question and you having seen things. What would it take for them to make a move with Shelton? And I know that predicting Bob Nutting is very difficult, and predicting them springing into action is very difficult. But how much longer do you think they would ride this out?
You know, that's a great question. I've thought of that often here in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, the one thing that Bob Nutting has shown during his, I guess, what, about 17, 18 years now that he's been charge of the franchise is he moves slowly. He's not one to make quick changes, whether it's on-field personnel or off-field personnel. And the other thing is you look at his other businesses, and he's very much the same way. He is not somebody who makes drastic changes, and certainly somebody who makes quick spur-of-the-moment changes. So, it's a really hard question to answer because yeah. I think they need to do something. And, you know, I like Derek. I like Shelton. I think he's a good man. But you do wonder if after 5-plus years that they may need a new voice, if they've tuned him out some. But, you know, like you said, it's very hard to predict with Bob Nutting. And I don't get the sense that, like, they're real close to making a move. I would think if they make a move, maybe it would be like today on an off day before they leave to go to the West Coast or something like that. But I've got no inkling that, you know, Bob is ready to make a move with Derek Shelton or Ben Charrington.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Yeah, same, John. I thought, you know, a trip out to the West Coast, see how this homestand goes. If it doesn't go well, you know, you're on the other side of the country for a week. Go figure it out there. But I agree with you. I've not gotten any. If there's machinations on that, they've kept them awfully quiet. So we'll see. I did want to ask you specifically about Horowitz, though. How much of an impact do you think he can have on the offense? And I'm trying to think of, like, things they could do to get more runs. And I know I asked the question earlier, but do you think Spencer Horowitz can be somebody who can step into this lineup when he's healthy and contribute?
I think he can to an extent. I don't know if he's an impact type player that you could say, wow, he can really transform this lineup. He does get on base. He's shown that ability in the bit of time that he's played in the big leagues. He only has 425 plate appearances in his career. So, you know, it's not an extensive track record, but he does have a good on base percentage. He doesn't hit with the type of power you would normally associate with a first baseman. But then again, you look around the league, Jason, they're not a whole lot of power hitting first basemen right now. So, yeah, I think he could help. I think, you know, his ability to get on base would help, but boy, they could really use somebody to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And I don't know if he's that guy that's going to do it consistently, but he certainly couldn't hurt right now with the way things are going.
John Parrotto, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure. I'll see you next time, Stan.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. John Parrotto from Pittsburgh Baseball Now. It's the best. John's been doing it a long time, a legend in our city. Follow him at Jay Parrotto. Read his work, of course, at PittsburghBaseballNow.com. And so John put it at about an 8 or a 9 in terms of severity and where things are at right now. I didn't think I'd be the only one who had the thought about going out to California. It's a good time for some seclusion if you're going to flip that switch. Obviously, there has not been, there'd probably be whispers if that was happening. They're going to have to find some internal improvement somewhere. They're not going to make a trade. There's limited options in the minor leagues. John mentioned Billy Cook. Matt Gorski would be an option for me. Nick York. I would do something because it's at a point what the Pirates have done offensively simply isn't good enough.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.